Hey everyone, welcome to The Shot with Cosmos with Cosmos. Cheers to All Hallows Eve!
That's the theme song.
Halloween, everybody!
This is Halloween.
Is actually an astronomical holiday.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you, pagans, I assume.
Okay, well, okay, as we all know that Halloween, you know, is based off the ancient Celtic and Druidic festival of our holiday of Samhain.
Of course.
Samhain, however you pronounce it. But Halloween is actually what's known as a cross-quarter day.
Have you heard of a cross quarter day?
No,
I'm ignorant to this.
Okay, I had never heard of it. Heard of it either. Cross quarter days are days that fall between the equinoxes and solstices.
Oh, fun!
Keep us going now.
Okay. Halloween falls midway between the fall equinox and the summer solstice. In astronomy, there are 8 seasonal subdivisions. There's 4 cross quarter days.
Right.
There's 2 equinoxes, 2 solstices, and 4 cross quarter days.
Okay.
So the first cross quarter day is Groundhog Day, February 2nd.
What the fuck?
The second quarter day is May Day, May 1st. And the third cross quarter day is Lammas. We don't know what this is. August 1st. It is a Christian holiday meaning loaf mass day. So I'm guessing they maybe just get like a loaf of body instead of a cracker on that day.
Okay.
And then the fourth cross-quarter day.
A loaf of bread.
The fourth cross-quarter day.
Here's your body.
Is Halloween.
A loaf of your body.
No idea.
Yes.
This is cool.
And being that it's the fourth cross-quarter day, it's the darkest cross-quarter day.
Ooh.
Because the days get shorter and the nights get longer. Right, as we head deeper into winter. So early people would say that spirits would wander from sunset to sunrise and then go to rest on November 1st, All Saints Day.
My mind's being blown.
Man, it's cool.
Yeah,
it's cool.
Right? And so the date for Halloween is now fixed by tradition being October 31st. Now the true cross quarter day is actually November 4th. And the Celts, they actually marked cross quarter day as like the beginning of a season, rather than mid season. And, there's been a shift in the date essentially because, it was on the, Julian calendar, when this was first, when Samhain, first started, it was on the Julian calendar rather than the Gregorian calendar that were on there. And there's actually a Pleiades connection.
Ooh, there's a what connection?
A Pleiades.
Pleiades.
So Pleiades is a star cluster in the constellation of Taurus the Bull. And so some believe that Samhain happened on the night the Pleiades star cluster is at its culmination, its highest elevation in the sky at midnight.
Oh, okay. Spooky.
And so this happened on or near cross quarter day. So today the Pleiades culmination occurs on November 21st, but Halloween is already set by tradition. And if there is a connection between Samhain and the Pleiades reaching culmination, then the two events happened near the same date in the 11th century and 12th century.
That's
right. Now, so at the end of the day, Halloween isn't just an astronomical holiday marking the midway, it is a astronomical holiday marking that midpoint between the equinoxes.
So, that's so cool.
Happy Halloween, everybody! Follow us on all the things at Drinking Cosmos. See you next time.